But Rabbi could answer you, I'll tell you, no, the Yamri afilu k'Rav Yehuda. I could even go like Rav Yehuda Shita and tell you like this. That ad kan loy kam Rav Yehuda hosimela tichi nefesh uchayvel loy mashma rechayim barochav. You know what Rav Yehuda says? That when you take the rechayim, you're only over that love. Not the second part of the pasuk of kinefesh uchayvel. Because he says, when the pasuk says kinefesh uchayvel, it's mashma, it's not going back to what it said before. Hilkach, therefore, l'shar dvar mudiyasa. It's coming for other things. That's what it's coming for other things. Avul hocha, but over here, kiyim tzliyesh l'mayosa. For the pasuk of kiyim tzliyesh, what is it coming for? Rashi says, kiyim tzliyesh l'mayosa. Ein l'chodove shein l'bechlal nor mevushol. Everything's either norm of Ushul, chutz mitzli, excluding sli. If so, what does the pasuk say, kiyim sliyesh for? See, Behecher, it has to be coming to say that there's another love. So Rav holds, everybody holds like him. Rav holds here by kiyim sliyesh, everybody would agree to him that here it's called an extra love. Ishma min lalav, it's coming for love. That'll be Pshan Rav. So Rav says he could even go according to Rav Yehuda. For Abai Yom Lechabai Kren to you, I that say no that kiyim sliyesh. You did not receive malchus for, because he says it's called a lav shem klolis. I could even go according to Rav Huna Shita. Even Rav Huna before said that you do get a separate malchus for kinefesh uchayvul. I'll tell you like this. Ad kan lo kam Rav Huna hosam up onto Rav Huna, and he said over there, elo the kinefesh uchayvul yisayruhu. So when the pasuk says kinefesh uchayvul, it's something extra. Like, we don't need it. The pasuk already said, loy sachbo rechayim v'rochav. The Torah already said, don't take from mashkin a millstone, something that the person needs to live on. But something people need to live on, you're not going to take it away from them. So the pasuk said already that it's sosa. If so, at the end of the pasuk, when it says, ki nefesh uchayvul, you should know you are taking away your soul, you say it's extra. Because he learns that in the first words of rechayim, not like only Rechayim. In those words alone, I understand anything that's Eichel Nefesh, that he needs for his life, they can't take away. So what does the Pesach have to say at the end? Ki Nefesh Uchayvel, it's like extra. Yisayruhu.
Yeah,
Yisayruhu. So Mar says, Kivan the Yisayruhu, since it's extra, Shad Yerechayim Barochav. Therefore, only over here does Rav Huna say, put the extra love back to Rechayim Barochav. Rashi says, Yiseruhu, lalav, mishum shad dvorim, v'chivun yiseru lalav, o kasvay stoma, shad yinami rechayim. Rashi a little bit different, he says. Yiseru means no. That avada from the word kinefeshu chayva would be marble we're eating on, other kelim also. There is not only rechayim, not only the millstone, but any kli that has to do with eichon nefesh, we're eating on to it. Yiseruhu. So Rashi like this, since it's extra, say that lav, mishum shad dvorim, v'chivun yiseruhu lalav, the cast way stoma shad yinami arechayim barochav shein lecho lohitz lo shein lecho liyotziyam mi mashmoyes can't take another mashmoyes ki nefesh uchayvul al korchach avol hocho ki im tzliyesh lav liyazor oso lo yaisufei lav yisera elikiriktanya we come up here. So Rashi's saying that it's come and teach you something extra, but since it says it a word stama that kinefesh uchayvul is mashm everything, therefore yashadya nami arechayim v'rochav. Shein l'chol yotzim imashmoyis kinefesh uchayvul. It doesn't go out from the poshut imashmoyis of kinefesh uchayvul. Avul hocha, but over here, kiyim tzliyesh lav liyazor osa. Liyasuf v'lav yisera. When the pasuk here says by the Korban Pesach, it has to be eaten, roasted, it's not only coming to teach us extra lavs, no. Ela k'ratanya. It's coming to teach us what it says. That how are you supposed to eat the Korban Pesach? Tzliyesh. Or mikomokom no'o mevushol mashma bei she'enu oivah v'no'o mevushol v'yoyim ela b'layla. You're only over by daytime and not be she'enu oivah but no. Well, that will soon see the next sugya. But I call upon him, this is the way Abai is coming to answer. That Abai is saying, he says the story of the Korban Rav Huna. That Rav Huna only said from the pasuk of ki nefesh uchayvel, that's extra for lavim, therefore goes back to the first lav also. Kivan yisayru shad yerechayim v'rochav. We put it back to the beginning of the pasuk also. Avol hochav over here Abai holds kiyim tzliyesh lav yisayru. It's not extra. To me boyle, we need the end of the pasuk kiyim tzliyesh like the time like we learned. that was asked this, B'shor sheyeshnu b'kul meichol tzli, yeshnu b'val toichol no. That's what we need the pasuk for. Comes to teach us that at the time when there's a mitzvah to eat the korban pesach tzli, that's when you have the lav not to eat it raw. But b'shor sheinoy b'kul meichol tzli, like before Laila, b'oid yoyim on erev pesach, even though it's the Zman HaShchitas Korban Pesach, but it's not the Zman of Achilas Korban Pesach yet. The Zman to eat the Korban is only at night time. So let's say you eat, there's no mitzvah to eat it before Laila. If so, Einoy Bebal Teichon No. If somebody eats the Korban Pesach when it's only half done or when it's cooked, he's only over the lav if he eats it at night time. At the same time that there's a mitzvah to eat the Korban Sliyesh, that's when you have the lav not heated raw, not done or cooked. Mashenkin, by daytime, that there's no mitzvah to eat it, who are then there's no lav heated raw. That's what I do with the posik. So therefore, here Rabbi holds, everybody will hold like him, that the end of the posik, Kim Sliyesh, is not to add on to the first lavs, but it's an inyan by itself, and therefore, you do not receive malchus for it. So Chizkiya Gemara says, the machlekes Abaye Barava does not have to do with the machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kavosat Rav Yehuda. I'll bring your proof to Rav Yehuda. The what he says, you do not receive all the malchus in. That says, Choval Azug Shel Saporim. Let's say take from Mashkin a scissors. The Tzemed Shel Poros. You take the yoke for the cows. Chayiv shtayim, yechayiv two lavs. Zeh biyatz, because Chori took two separate things. You took a scissors, and you took the yoke. Yechayiv shtayim. Zeh biyatzma v'yeh, zeh biyatzmoy, ein chayiv elachas. You only took one, each one separately, you only chayiv one. That's one braisa. Smash from each one, yechayiv one. V'tan yidach, we want another braisa. Choval, zuk shel sforim, v'tzemet shel parois. Yochu lo yechayev alachas, tam loyma la yachbo rechayev aruchav. Yeah. Not another braisa, but it says, Choval zug shall you take away the scissors, betzemet shall poros, is yochu lo yechayev alachas, tam loyma la yachbo rechayev aruchav. Ma rechayev aruchav shem yuchodom, shnei kelim, they're like two kelim, the yoisim lochacha, to do one job, but they work together, the millstone, the top and the bottom part of it. The chayiv al zeh b'fnei atzmoi. The al zeh b'fnei atzmoi, av kol dvorim, shein shnei kelim yuchodim, the yoisim melochachas, chayiv al zeh b'fnei atzmoi, v'al zeh b'fnei atzmoi. Here, like Rashi says, choval zug shel svorim, means misprayim, if you take a mashkin, you take away the scissors. Yeah, v'hein shel prokim, they're like pieces. Like two separate knives. V'chol chad kli b'yapin avshei. Each knife could be used by itself. V'yaisin amlocha ben shneim. K'rechayim v'rochav. Now when you put the scissors together, you're like using it together. That's like the millstone, the top part and the bottom part. So here it says in the braisa, the second braisa says, you rove it two lavs. Each one separately, even though they work together, still yechayiv shtayim. Rashi says, Chayiv shtayim, mishum kinefesh, al kol echad, apa pi sheshneim tzrichin l'mloch achas, v'chein tzemet shel poros, choval beiz poros, chorshois, im tzmodim, d'hainu nami kli, oichu nefesh, yeah. Sh'ol shalem, shel prokum, the same thing, the oil, the yolk, is made out of the pieces. So, what's the second verse? It's af kol devorim, shehein, shnei kelim, miyuchodim, v'yoysim l'mloch achas, chavah kol zel, 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 So why? It's as much as a proof to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds when you take the Rechayim Baruchav, you're over two lavs. Even though the mice is really like one big kli, it's the millstone, the top and the bottom part. And the two kalim work together, so maybe I should say you're only over one lav. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, you're over two lavim for that. Here also. What?
Everyone.
It's Rashi of the Rai, because when it says Chayim Shtayim, Al Kolachas V'Yachas, means for each kli by itself, you chayiv two lavs. One for the kli you took, and one for kinefesh uchayvul. So that's the right of Rabbi Yehuda, that the lav of kinefesh uchayvul is like a lav, and therefore in the case we take each kli separately, for each kli it has another lav to it. Not only the lav for taking this kli, but also for the end of the pasuk kinefesh uchayvul, and that was Rabbi Yehuda's shita. So therefore, there's a right of Rabbi Yehuda. When it says chayiv shtayim here, akolachas v'yachas, it means chayiv shtayim, one for the kli that you took, and one for the end of the pasuk kinefesh uchayvul. That was Rav Yehuda's shita, and it's after right. Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Huna. And what says, who garbed there was a man, the choval sakino, the ishkafto michavre. He took away a mashkin, a knife, from his friend. Rashi the means, shobesa mitvachayim, shemekatsvim by boser. Took away the butcher's knife, the way he cuts off the knife. So the person who took away the butcher's knife, who he cuts off the meat with, from his friend, from Ashkin. His osla came at Abayi, came in front of Abayi, like Guri said, you have no right to take it away. He lives with it. Omalei zila hadrei, tevelei kli shaisen boyechon efesh. There's a keli he needs to live on, that he does his panosa with this. He's a butcher, he needs this knife to cut the meat, so you have to give it back to him. V'so kum bedina olo, and then go to Bezdin, v'ashas tovel adin, al choyvecho, im moid lecho, o yim yeshedi mishalim, v'yim lav yishov ashu asesis. In other words, this is not right. You can't take away this mashkin. This mashkin is nefesh. You have to return it. If you want, you can have a dinner with him. Rav Amar, lo tzorech lemekim bedino le. You don't have to go to a dinner about this. V'yochol litzin l'ara bitoyin ad k'day demayim. How much it's worth, you're allowed to keep. And since you're muchzik in it right now, how much it's worth, you're allowed to keep. Rashi says, Rav Amar, kivon the mashkinay, since you took it from mashkin already. And there weren't eidim that you took it as a mashkin. So really, if you wanted to lie, really could have said, you bought it. So therefore, you have a migo now, your belief to say, he owes you this amount of money. Therefore, you don't have to go to Bezdin about this. Like there's no din Torah on this. You have a right to keep, at least, how much money this mashkin is worth. For the moral, the Abaya Lesla, he doesn't have a hope in this for also. Maishnu, why is it different? Mehanu, easy, from these goats. The Yochla, Chushla ben Adoi, that they ate up somebody's, Rashi says, Sarim Klufim, somebody's peeled barleys. In Adoi, the Yossi Moro de Chushla, so the owner of the barley that was eaten up by somebody else's goats, Vitofaslu, and he grabbed away the goat from the owner. The Kotoy in Tuva, and he was saying, you owe me a lot. The Yom Rabu the Shmuel, and Abu the Shmuel said, Yochol litin ad k'nei demayim. He has a right to say, your animal like ate up from me, ruined me, as much as the mashkin is worth. So you see, there is such a sfar like that. That if somebody you hold, he owes you money. And you grab the mashkin, you are believed now for the value of this mashkin, you are believed that he really owes you the money. Because you have an amigo, you could have said you bought it. So Mar says, Hossam lav midi di ovdi, the ushlu li ugrehu. Over there, I tell you, it's things that you borrow. When over there, we're talking about you don't borrow those things. In other words, there the case was you took somebody's izim. So we had lashons like this. There is something that people do not rent out. So over there, Taka, you're never to say it's yours. So therefore, you have a migu. But here, Abai holds, in this case, like the knife, sometimes you lend it out. So some of the fact that you're holding it wouldn't be a proof that you bought it. The other one would have a right to say, I just lent it to you. The Sholach Rav Huna Baravin, Devorim Hasuyim Lahashal Lahaskir, things that people are usually lent out to one another, V'yom Alakuchanein, and then you have it, and you tiny now that you bought it off of me. Ain't a Nemon, you're not Nemon. Like we knew before I owned this knife. And I say, give it back to me. And you say, no, you bought it off of me. You're not going to be Nemon. Since these are things that people usually lent out, it's a bigger riot to me that's still mine. Could be I just lent it to you. And we know it belonged to me before. Therefore, I'm Neman. That's Abaye Svara. So, Mars Kashi of Rava, Leslie I Svara. Is it true that Rava doesn't open the Svara? For Rava, Apik Zuza, the Sarbalo. For Safra, the Garato. Miyasme. I Rava took out Zuga, the Sarbalo. For Safra, the Garato, Miyasme. He took away, Rashi says, I mean, the scissors that they cut the wool with. So, Rava took away. After Zuzi the Sarabalo, the Safra the Garata took away a cipher from somebody. Miyasmi from Yisraimim. So the Mor says, Bidvorim Asurim Lahashal Haskir. And of course, there were things that were Asurim Lahashal Haskir. So he took away. And as Yisraimim grabbed something, and Rabbi said, nothing doing. Since these things are things that you usually borrow, you have to give it back. You see, Rabbi alone holds this Svara. Omlach Rabbi Honami, Kivon, Temei Pogmo, Kafti Yimshiv Le Mushli. No, that a butcher knife he owes people don't lend out. That's something that people is makpid upon. That since it could get a pagam, it could get a crack in the knife, something may happen to it, that's not saying something lends out. So therefore here Rabbi says, we believe him when he says it's his.
or at least he has a right to say how much it's worth to keep it as a mashkin. Here, Taki would have a migu. But things that people really lend out, they're even rubble with them on, he would not be believed. How do you know Lecho HaMekabel? All right, stop here.